This is an MUT Radio podcast.
You're listening to MUT News, bringing it to you in isiZulu and English with Slindile Ngobese.
MUT Radio News.
Making headlines this hour, the Faculty of Natural Sciences Committee meets to prepare for 2024. Kanti-ke ungizwe mqhina usethu lenginacala kwelokutapa. The time is 2 p.m. Good afternoon. The Faculty of Natural Sciences Executive Committee has met to address crucial matters related to the enhancement of programs within the faculty. The department says it is in the preparation for the 2024 academic year. The Dean of the Faculty, Professor Roger Kupusumi, says the meeting entailed discussions over a broad array of topics that impact on the core business of the institution. Professor Kupusumi says that the faculty aimed to implement some of the decisions taken at the meeting in their teaching with technology. He further stated that they decided that they would create a public platform knowledge on the use of artificial intelligence as a teaching tool. Inkantolo yeMantshi yaseRandberg isithule wayengumsakazi uNgizwe Mchunu ingenacala emaceleni okudala udlame nokuphula umthetho wokulawula kwezinhlekelele. UMchunu ubebhekene namacala okuphehla udweshu ngoJulayi 2021 ngokugqugquzela abantu bakuleli ukuba baqhubeke batshabhe noma bacekele phansi impahla. Phezu kwalamacala bekukhona nelokuphikisana nomthetho owawunqanda ukuhlangana kwabantu abaningi ngesikhathi kubhedu duke ukhuvethe emhlabeni jikelele. UMchunu utholakale emsulwa kuwo wonke lamacala, kanti ke inkantolo ithule ukuthi umbuso ubungenabo ubufakazi obanele ukugweba umsolwa. Ekhuluma nabezindaba ngemuva kwalesi sinqumo, uMchunu ubeke kanje.
Kulo uthwa udala usekela ngeqiniso namhlanje iqiniso livela obala ngithi mina ke imbaye kuzoqala impi yangempela ke manje lasibuyisa khona umnotho. The journey has begun. This is a declaration of the bigger war we are facing in this country, a poverty nakanjani siyanqoba, a political manipulation, a the failures of our leaders siyanqoba. Ngithi mina bafala bakithi sengibuyile ni free nangivela ninqambela amanga ngithi manje ziyakhala ke imaye izokhala ngempela ke manje ayikhala ke manje
Major global currencies were steady early on Monday, with investors preparing for the US dollar to extend declines from late last week after the Federal Reserve dialed down its hawkish rhetoric. The dollar index was flat at $105.07, with the euro at $1.07. The dollar index declined more than 1% last week, its heaviest fall since mid-July, and hit a six-week low. World stocks too had their strongest week in a year as expectations the Fed was done raising rates gathered steam. Other indicators such as a weakness in U.S. jobs data, softer manufacturing numbers from around the world, and a decline in longer dated treasury yields also hurt the dollar, while stocking rallies in sterling now see dollar and causing the yen to bounce from the weakest side of 150 per dollar. A recap of your top story this hour. The Faculty of Natural Sciences Executive Committee has met to address crucial matters related to the enhancement of programs within the faculty. I'll be coming through with another news update at the top of the hour for MUT News. I am Slindile Ngobese.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.